Thank you, Ken. Hey, everybody. I'm not here to talk about that movie, but I gotta say it again. I love that movie. it's a great movie. You'll want to watch it twice. Yeah, the first time you spend a lot of time trying to figure out what the heck's going on, I think, but it's a great movie. I assume you guys can all hear me okay. Good, good, good. Okay, welcome to our, as Ken said, our second quarterly member meeting. I was thinking it was the first quarter because I'll be presenting our first quarter financial report. I have a number of other items that I will be presenting tonight. Regina is away visiting her mother, so she couldn't be here to lead this meeting. So let me just tell you what plan to cover tonight. We're going to give you a pilgrimage update. I am going to go over the first quarter operational report. We're going to talk a little bit about the retreat house. We're going to talk about the upcoming trustee elections. We're going to talk about our this month's satsang guest. We're going to talk about our Facebook page for a minute. We're going to talk about our open time slots. And this is a long list, and we'll see if we get to it all. And then we're going to talk for just a minute about the new European Union General Data Protection Regulation. Okay, so here we go. So, in regard to, oh, and I just want to say that if you have any questions at any time, please raise your hand. Huh? Jay says, huh? Well, we'll get to that, Jay. But seriously, if you have any questions beyond raise your hand and let me know. And I'll hand the mic over to you. So first up, our fall retreat. As you know, our fall retreat this year is our Italy pilgrimage in October of this year. This is a non-dual contemplative journey through Italy. As you know, we're going to visit St. Peter's Basilica, the Catacombs of St. Sebastian, Pompeii, the Monastery of St. Benedict, Assisi San Damiano, St. Francis Basilica, the Basilica of St. Clair, and more. One of the really cool things that's going to be going on. Thank you, Ken, for posting that. One of the really cool things that's going to be going on is that Regina is writing a book of her contemplations of these spots that we will visit, so that each of the travelers will have this book in PDF form, and it will aid us in our contemplation as we visit these spiritual sites. So I'm just really, really excited about that. Thus far, we have 24 people registered. Yay! We've awarded five $1,000 scholarships. Our registration deadline is June the 20th. If you want to go on this trip, I highly recommend that you register by June the 20th. After that date, we may or may not be able to get you in. That depends on the hotel availability. That depends on the difficulty of communication between our U.S. travel agent, who has to communicate with our Italy travel agent. So it may be near next to impossible to get you on the trip. If you don't, we will certainly try. But if you don't register before June the 20th, it just becomes more difficult. So if you're going to go, be sure and beat that deadline. Also, you should be aware, if you are registered to go, final payments are due by August the 10th. Remember that you get a discount for paying that by check, by sending that check directly to Awakening Together, because that relieves us of the PayPal fees and we pass that savings on to you. Let's see, what else do I want to tell you? For those of you who are registered, Regina has sent a request for your passport information for for your emergency contact information. If you haven't responded to that email, please do so. She needs to provide that information to the travel agents. I will tell you if you're planning on registering or if you've already registered and not yet gotten your flights, be sure and check out the important information, important trip information page. The link can be found at the bottom of the general Italy pilgrimage page. That page has information about how to plan your flight so that you arrive when the rest of us do and you can travel at the same time everybody else can travel. If you are registered for the trip, you'll still want to check that page out. It's got a lot of good information. Let's see. Let me look at it here and tell you what's on there. It's got information about transportation in case you're not arriving at the same time the rest of us are doing that. It's got information about the amount of luggage you can bring. Basically, it's the one bag, right? No more than 50 pounds. It's got the dimensions on there. It's got information about how much you should plan on spending, so you'll know how much spending money to bring. The dress code, I was looking at it today and was really surprised. I had read that both shoulders and knees must be covered when visiting the basilicas and other churches, what surprised me was Regina said, since we will visit holy sites nearly every day, the dress code applies to us on most days. So yeah, covered shoulders and knees most days. But anyway, be sure and visit that site to see if there's some information that might be valuable to you. Yeah, similar to India. Well, in India you had to be covered all the way down to your ankles, so so this would be a little bit better than that. We can wear capris here, anywho, right? Let's see, what else do I want to tell you about that? Really, I just want to encourage you, if you haven't registered, to register. It's going to be a fabulous trip. I'm so excited, and I know that those of you who join us will find the trip rewarding. Anybody have any questions about the pilgrimage at this time? Okay, so let me move on to the next agenda item, and that is the quarterly, excuse me, the first quarter financial report, and I am going to post a link to that report there. You can follow that link to get to Awakenings Together's 2018 first quarter financial report. Kathy, I looked that up and I think it's in the Kathy's asking what is the weather like at that time of year. I think that it is in the 60s. Yeah. I think there were a couple of days that were in the 70s, and I don't know how they predict that this far in advance, but whatever site I looked at was doing that. But I think it's mid to high 60s, maybe low 70s. And Connie and I were looking at it, and they said dress sharp blazers. We were kind of looking at a tourist site, so I don't know. Blazers rather than cardigans. So on to the Awakening Together operational financial report. I think they're thinking tailored, right? Tailored clothing. I have posted that link in the room to the January through March 2018 operational financial report, and I'm just going to go through that report. First of all, we have for income, we have First, our donations. We have $25,251.84 in donations. $10,251.84 is from general individual donations. There's a $15,000 restricted donation that's for Regina's pay. We have a donor who makes that. Who makes that donation, and that goes directly towards Regina's pay. So again, we have, in terms of contributions, slightly over $25,000 for that first quarter. We also have $50.28 from Amazon Smile. So those of you who buy on Amazon, remember to go to Smile. I'm not sure what it is. It's backwards. It's smileamazon.com or something like that. But be sure and go to the Amazon Smile site to make your donations. It does, I mean, to make your purchases. They contribute a portion, a very small portion of that purchase amount to Foundation for the Holy Spirit if you choose that as your charity of choice. And as you can see, it does affect our bottom line. For this first quarter, we had $50.28. Good, Jay. We had $50.28 from the Amazon Smile donations. The next item there is our interest on our savings, $12.47. And the next item of income is royalties, $1,273.67. Those are our royalties from the French version of Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament. Program income, we had approximately $1,500 in income from our minister preparation program. We had $560 from non-MPP in class income. That's basically that's Doreen's class, Soul Collage. And we have approximately $3,600 in pilgrimage income. That's the first quarter. Again, that's for the first quarter, January through March. I'm sure that number is higher now, given that we're coming close to the deadline. So let's see. We had, so for total program services, we had slightly over $5,700. Sales, we have our book, our CD and media sales, $179.12. And so our total income for the first quarter is $32,481.62. And that leads us to our expenses. Our expenses include our bank fees. You can see that they are $262.79. And then we have our contract services. And our contract services are, let's see, are things like, I'm trying to find all my notes here. Oh, well. We have $3,528.13. That's our assistant sanctuary director's pay. That's Cheryl's pay. Outside contract services. That's website maintenance for Bruce Rawls, who does what Regina primarily is unable to do. We have. Expense for facilities and equipment. You'll see there by donated auto, $538.76. That is for insurance and gasoline for the van that was donated by Phil Frisk to Awakening Together. Then we have operational expenses below that. As you can see, just general expenses, $93 for postage for those books that we sell and other types of postage, printing and copying, $28.71, and office supplies, $42.31. And then we have That larger number, 648.57, that's for QuickBooks, MailChimp, Radio, FormGet, those sorts of things. All of the platforms that we use to bring these services to you. For a total operational expense of $812.72. Other expenses, we have scholarships. Those are MPP scholarships. We have a finance charge on a credit card, $5.23. And then we have, of course, our larger expenses, payroll expense. That is me and Regina and Ken for the first quarter. Remember, a large part of Regina's salary was donated, going towards that amount, but that amount, $20,000.04. And then, we have the federal taxes that we have to pay, for a total payroll expense of $25,509.98. Then we have some additional program expense, the $520 that's going to be MPP, and then some pilgrimage expense of $3,659.24. So our total income less our total expenses leaves us with a net operating income 2,000 no no minus minus $2,441.48. So I think it's probably not unusual to have a slight deficit at any particular point, but certainly, as you guys know, we operate on donations, and it never hurts to bring that. Yeah, Jay, I like to say I don't think it's unusual to have one or more quarters where a negative number appears on that line, but we don't want to get too complacent either. You guys really rallied around. I was reviewing the last member meeting after the end of the year, and was reminded how much you guys rallied when it looked like we were going to be facing a real deficit. We appreciate your donations and the fact that we did not see that come to pass as a result of your donations. So thank you again for that. Pardon me. Okay, are there any questions about the first quarter operational financial report? Okay. All right, so let's see what's next. Next is the retreat house update. First, I want to remind you to, and I'm going there now in case I need to see something on the page, to remember to visit our retreat house page, retreat house fundraising campaign. It's under retreats and classes. Retreat house. I want to remind you to visit the page, both so you can keep tabs on how we're doing, and also because it's important that, thank you for posting that link, Ken. It's important for us to keep this vision, in our hearts, to just it's kind of like the whole visioning board idea. We need to keep this present. It's where we're headed. It's what inspires us. It's going to be a wonderful place for us not only to have, for example, our fall retreat, but also for both members and friends to have individual contemplative retreats of their own. The one property that we've been looking at seriously Big Wall Ranch. When Regina saw that property, her first reaction was, "Oh my goodness, this land will wake people up." Right? I know that Regina has had visions of people walking on the land in these contemplative personal retreats, and this is a vision that we can all get behind and share in. And one of the ways to do that is to go to look at the retreat house page, look at the properties that are available there, and do your own visioning. I will tell you that I'm going to tell you, since I found my number that I wrote down here. First of all, we began fundraising for the retreat house on November 11th, 2014. Since that time, we have raised $151,275.70. So thank you for your retreat house donations. Please keep those donations up. If you want to make a retreat to, excuse me, a donation to the Retreat House Fund, be sure and signify that. You need to designate it for the Retreat House. Now, at the last member meeting, Regina and Lisa, our Retreat House Chair, Lisa Hester, spent quite a bit of time talking about Big Wall Ranch. And I will tell you that Big Wall Ranch has apparently has apparently gone under contract to another buyer. We are not deterred. They have not closed on this contract yet. In fact, I looked again on the realtor's website today, and it well, it lists that it's pending and off the market. It does list that it's contingent. We don't know what it's contingent on. We don't know when that contract will close. What we do know is that there has been quite a bit of inspiration that says Big Wall Ranch is the property for us. There have been there's an overwhelming feeling that people get. There's an overwhelming feeling that people get when they visit. First of all, when they visit La Vida, we know for sure that our retreat house property will be in La Vida. Anybody who has visited La Vida has that. I don't know. I can't describe it. For me, it was a heart opening. The first time I ever visited La Vida, before we even began talking about retreat houses. I just had this overwhelming heart opening, so much so that I was with John Mark Stroud and Regina. I'm like, what the heck is going on here? So La Vida itself just is clearly the place to be. There are several things that Lisa asked that I emphasize about the Big Wall property, Big Wall Ranch, even though it's under contract. let's see. She says there are several signals being received from Spirit. The signs are so strong that we know in our hearts that Big Wall Ranch is ours. And maybe it's not. Maybe it's not ours at this time. Maybe it's. We just don't know. We don't know what's going to go on with this contract. We don't know if somebody is buying it and preserving it for us until we are ready to buy it. Lisa talked about a number of issues here. First, that overwhelming feeling. The visions that Regina has had of people on the property. She said that during one visit, she asked Regina if she'd ever dreamt of La Vida or any of the retreat house properties. Regina said no, but then that very night, she indeed had a dream about Big Wall Ranch. I don't know if you guys saw the sunbeam picture, but Regina posted a picture on Facebook of Big Wall Ranch with a sunbeam shining on that picture. It's like nothing I've ever seen. You know, we've all seen the picture of sunbeams, and you know, this is I wish I could show it. Yeah, Kathy said she saw it. I wish I could show it to you now. It's like it was like a spotlight, you know, kind of like in the Truman Show, right? Where, I mean, it was a spotlight shining directly on Big Wall Ranch, and it was just like nothing I've ever seen. So, yeah. X marks the spot, absolutely. So, Lisa talked about rocks that she and Regina just had to have this rock. They were finally able to get it through the fence of Big Wall Ranch, and then Lisa picked one, and they held them up together, and lo and behold, these two rocks exactly formed. It was a replica of the West Peak and of the wall that's on Big Wall Ranch. There were a number of other things, including when Regina was teaching in I Am That and was talking about not compromising, and she and Lisa were both very, very clear that that message was about not compromising on this this dream, this vision of Big Wall Ranch and a retreat house there as reality. So I don't know what's going on with Big Wall Ranch. I know that last time I went there, I got chills just standing there, just got chills. So, you know, we look at some other property there, and it's a lovely property. And if Big Wall Ranch goes to someone else, we may find ourselves on some other property there. I'd love for you to go look at the properties on our retreat house page. It has both starter properties. And Reaching for the Stars property, other very large ranches with large price tags. But we are absolutely undeterred. We are moving forward with trust that Spirit knows exactly what's right for us, exactly when the property is when the property is to be owned by Awakening Together, and we're walking forward in that trust. We are taking a trip to La Vita next week, and we will at that time begin formulating a retreat house policy. Again, we want to. They were talking about the guy who walked into the sea before Moses had parted it. He walked in all the way up to his neck. Yeah, and that's what we're doing here. We are taking the steps that we can take and walking in that direction. And then one of the first steps is to indeed formulate a retreat house policy. We will submit that policy to the board at their next board meeting in August, and we will be prepared to make an offer on a property when that opportunity presents itself and hit the ground running, as they say, with our retreat house policy. Okay. But again, I do want you to go to the page and look at those properties there just so you can kind of get that feeling yourself. All right, does anybody have any questions about, oh my goodness, I've spent all this time on the first three. But please, if you have any questions, please ask them now about the retreat house property. I'm sorry, I just glanced at the clock. I'm like, oh my goodness, time flies. Non-existent time flies. Okay. All right, next up is the trustee election. We're going to have a trustee election this summer. We have three positions coming open. Gloria, Carrie, and Sonia's terms on the Member Board of Trustees are up. And so we need to fill these three seats. Indeed, we need a secretary. And so the secretary is elected, appointed, drafted from the members on the trustee board. And right now we find ourselves without a secretary. So certainly, if you're interested in filling the secretary position, this will be very helpful. If you're interested in filling one of these three trustee positions, we encourage you to pursue that. Remember, you can nominate yourself or someone else can nominate you. So let me tell you the trustee election dates. All members will receive an email to begin the nomination process. That will be on June 11th. Members will have an opportunity to nominate themselves or someone else from June 11th through June the 25th. Nominations close on June the 25th. On July the 22nd, we'll have our special member meeting where the nominees will have an opportunity to introduce themselves to the membership. The day after the special member meeting to meet the nominees, July the 23rd, we will send out ballots to all members. You will have the opportunity to vote for all three positions from July the 23rd until the close of the election on August the 6th. We have somewhat streamlined our election process. We found it was a little bit more cumbersome than it needed to be. So the board approved changes to the election process so that we will be able to announce the winners of the trustee member board elections the day after the close of the election. So the election closes on August the 6th. We will immediately publish the results of that election. Those will be published on August the 7th. So it's a lot of fun, really. It's a lot of fun to serve on the member board. If you have any interest at all, we would appreciate you nominating yourself. It's fun. It's kind of cool to be in the know. It's service, folks, and that's what we're here for. Service, right? Clearly, that's what our tip was about today, right? Gentle healing was about service. So those dates again, an all-member email on June 11th regarding the nomination process. Nomination closes June 25th. The special member meeting to meet nominees, July 22nd. Final ballots sent, July 23rd. The close of the election is August 6th, and the results will be published on August the 7th. Does anybody have any questions about the trustee elections or the elections dates or the process? I'd be happy to answer them. That information, I don't know, Jay. Jay's asking the email to send the nominations to. What we'll do is we will send the members an email on June 11th, and that information will be included on that email. If you don't get your nomination email, certainly write to us and ask us where it's at, or call us, or contact us in whatever way you would like to do that. I'm not sure what email address we will use at that time, Jay, but we'll be sure that all the members get their opportunity to make their nominations by sending them an email informing them of the process. All right. Next up, our satsang guest. Let me tell you about James Schwartz. I'm actually going to meet with James on Tuesday before we head to La Vida to do our Satsang interview. So it's going to be pre-recorded. James is interesting. He is this. First of all, let me be clear. Our next Satsang is Sunday, June 17th, from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. James has a background in Vedanta. Vedanta, or the knowledge that ends the quest for knowledge, is not a philosophy or a mystical path. It is a proven means of self-knowledge. It's not a philosophy or mystical path, and he really emphasizes this. He says it's a proven means of self-knowledge compiled over thousands of years by countless Indian seers that systematically reveals the nature of reality and our place and purpose in it. For the inquirer, it irrevocably removes the ignorance that causes suffering, leaving only the awareness of who we are, limitless consciousness, whole and complete. Once this knowledge is assimilated and the self is revealed, all existential suffering comes to an end. You are set free. Yeah, we could have written the same thing about what we're currently studying. So I think James is going to be a good fit. He has a website, shiningworld.com, and he has a best-selling book, How to Attain Enlightenment. I've been looking at several of his videos on YouTube, and I tell you, he's a real character. So I'm really looking forward to meeting with him. One of the interesting things, I'm not quite sure how to formulate it yet, but one of the interesting things is he seems to be talking about you. You remember Elie Ruzdar talked about how most people are seeking experience, and it's that he seems to be addressing. It's not an experience, it's knowledge, it's reality. So again, look for us on Sunday, June 17th, from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I think you will enjoy that satsang. I think I'm going to enjoy recording it come this Tuesday. So, all right. Next thing I want to remind you is, and Helen asked us to let you guys know this, and I think it's a great point. If you offer a program in the Awakening Together Sanctuary, you're reminded that you're welcome to post a notice about it on our Facebook page. Helen Avery has taken over the Facebook page, the management of that page. She's doing a fabulous job. She gets help from Danielle Wright. But she would also like your help. She would like for you to post about your program. Post about what you talked about that day, what you're going to talk about next week. If you post about your program, then this lets folks know who come to visit the page what they can expect, right? What our programming actually is. Because it's one thing to see a name and a title on a page, but if you can post about your program, it really gives people a sense of what they might see if they show up when you're teaching. So again, please, if you offer a program in the sanctuary, post about that, post a notice about that on our Facebook page. I also want to say that we have some open time slots. And I think, Ken, that I still have these right. We have Monday at 8 p.m. Is that a half an hour slot? I think Monday's at 8 p.m. And we also have an open time slot Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Okay, both of they're 30-minute time slots. And again, we want to encourage you to, if you have not taken a teaching spot, please take a teaching spot. It's really incredible. A Course in Miracles talks about, you teach what you would learn. And the truth of it is, I have found through my teaching that I really do learn it when I teach it. Because I can tell you, I can write something in my journal, and then I can read it, and then I can reread it, and I can reread it. But it is not until I, and I know you all have all had this experience with sharing in the general healing class, it's not until I open my mouth to tell you guys about it that that I get the aha, the oh my goodness, and I don't know what it is that makes the difference, but I can tell you, and Regina talks about that. This is how her teaching has gone, how her learning has gone through teaching. So you're not only performing that service for seeing others, but you're performing it for yourself. There's something about sharing it that really brings it from head knowledge to heart knowledge. And so I want to encourage you to take one of these slots. If one of these slots doesn't work for you, please watch for a time that might become available that would work for you. Again, the open time slots we have are right now are Mondays at 8 p.m. from 8 to 8:30 Eastern Time, and Wednesdays from 6 to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. All right. And then I was like, oh my goodness, I'm running out of time. Look at this, I have one thing left. So let me tell you what this is. I don't want to get too technical, but I do want to give you a heads up about the, I got to look for the title. I've been using the initials GDPR. I don't know if you guys have been hearing about this or not. It's the General Data Protection Regulation, a privacy regulation passed by the European Union. You may have been seeing, for example, if you subscribe to Muji, Miranda McPherson, I got one from, Fred Davis, I got something from. You may be seeing people talking about their new privacy policies. Basically, the General Data Protection Regulation does the following things. It requires transparency. I can't say the word. Let me try one more time. Transparency. It requires transparency on the handling and use of personal data. It limits personal data collection and storage to the purposes for which it was intended. It enables individuals to correct or request deletion of their personal data. It limits the storage of personally identifiable data for only as long as it's necessary for its intended purpose. And it ensures personal data is protected using appropriate security practices. This regulation went into effect on May 25th. There are many, many, many organizations who are working to implement the data protections required by this data protection regulation. While it's a European Union regulation, it does affect us and other nonprofits and for-profits in the U.S. because we do interact with folks from Europe. So, why am I telling you all this? I'm telling you all of this because you may be seeing some correspondence from us about new privacy protection measures that we will be taking. You may be seeing information about new privacy policies. We are working with Bruce Rawls, who does our some of our computer stuff, who works on our websites with us. We're working with him to implement the things that we need to implement. I know last week there was a pop-up that talked about consent and cookies and some other things, and ultimately we determined that it was more confused. The popping was more pop-up was more confusing than helpful, so we removed that from the site. But I just want you to be aware. In fact, somebody wrote to me and said, "What the heck is this?" I just want you to be aware that we are making changes. These changes are underway. That we are, of course, always working to respect and secure your personal information, your privacy rights, and we will be seeking and obtaining full compliance with the General Data Protection Regulation in the upcoming weeks and months. So I just wanted to let you know so that if you saw something like that pop up, which was like I say, it led somebody to email us and go, "Is this you guys? Is this some, phishing something or another?" I just wanted you guys to know that this is going on, so you'll be aware, and that you won't be surprised when you get notifications from us, or if you see something like that pop up, hopefully with a little bit more explanation. But if you see something like that in the future on our website. Okay, so does anybody have any questions about? I realized I didn't ask for questions after those last three or four items, but does anybody have any questions about anything that we've covered this evening? Nope. Thank you, Kathy, for answering. Good. I was afraid you were going to quiz me on the GDPR, and I'm still working on that one. So, all right. exactly. JJ wants me to clarify subsection 4A. Exactly. Yeah, it's going to take. I think it's going to take a little bit of digging, but we're like the rest of the folks around the country. Right, we are bringing ourselves up to speed as quickly as possible. Okay, guys, that's all I have for you. So I'm going to turn this over to Ken, and I appreciate your attention. I love you all. Don't forget to look for your email about the trustee elections. That email will go out on June 11th. And don't forget to join us for our set song Sunday, June 17th at 7:30 p.m. Okay, love you guys. Bye.